Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Customs and Border Protection CIO Rod McDonald. Also joining us in our conversation is Dave Abel, Director of IBM's Homeland Security Services. Rod, we understand that you've emphasized a few goals for 2006. Could you share these goals with our listeners, please?
Yeah, I'd like to, because it's very important to us within OIT. Our primary goal, of course, is supporting the CBP mission and the CBP employees. But we recognize that we are a technology organization. And so we want goals that focus on our technology and then how we can better leverage that technology to support the CBP mission. Our first goal is to promote electronic government. This is a United States government strategic goal. It's on the president's management agenda. And to us, what this means is first modernizing our critical information systems. We have very important systems that are used every day, but we need to modernize the technology for those systems to support all of the requirements that are coming down the road for us. It also means integrating new and emerging technologies into the capabilities that we already have. And finally, and again, very important, and I think we're all familiar with the emphasis on this recently, we need to make sure that our technology solutions and systems are secure. So that's the first goal. The second goal is to ensure or to strive for 100% availability of our systems. All these great technology capabilities don't do you much good if they're not available. So we're really trying to reduce the occurrence of downtime. We're putting some redundant capabilities in place in terms of power and network. We're also looking to improve our disaster recovery solution. And we're also working on minimizing our response time so that when we do have a problem, we get out there quickly and make a correction. Our third goal is to continually enhance and improve our enterprise architecture. And I can just say the most important thing for us there is to make it an operational enterprise architecture. Having a great EA sitting on the bookshelf doesn't help us. We want an enterprise architecture that our people use day in and day out to make decisions and really drive how they build their systems. And finally, we're always working to improve and streamline our processes for how we manage projects, how we manage investments, and how we support our technology infrastructure.
What are some of the more – you spoke to a few of these, but what are some of the more significant actions that you have taken this year to help attain these goals?
Well, a big thing we've done is create an architecture review board, the ARB. And what had been handled by maybe a sort of a group off on the side, we've now turned into – it's our senior managers. I chair the meeting. It's facilitated by our enterprise architect, but all the senior managers leading our organizations within OIT sit on this board. And we review all of the projects, all the new investments that are planned, and all the different technologies that are under consideration, and make decisions as a group, as a management team, on how we're going to move towards that target enterprise architecture that's so important to us. The other thing we're doing to move us forward, particularly in terms of the 100% availability, is we have a team underway building a new process for disaster recovery and try to leverage the consolidated data center activity that we're supporting on behalf of the Department of Homeland Security. And we've also built a very large field support workforce. We have over 600 people located in the field now, actually in the locations where our CBP officers and Border Patrol agents are, to really maximize that quick response and hopefully prevention of any problems that do occur.
Rod, let's take the next step of detail and talk about one of your major programs. I'd like to talk a little bit about the ACE program. Can you provide the listeners a little bit of background on the program overall?
Yeah, ACE is our automated commercial environment. It is sort of first, it's a replacement for a modernization of our legacy cargo system, which is called the Automated Commercial System, ACS. But it's really more than that. It's really modernizing the entire way in which the Customs and Border Protection handles its cargo-related mission. So in addition to improving the technology and providing better functionality for our end users, we're also streamlining the processes. And a big part of that is trying to remove paper from the process, really focus on advanced electronic data, targeting of that data, and decision-making based on the targeting results so we can find the threats quickly and let that vast percentage of legitimate cargo flow through our ports as quickly as possible.
You were the initial manager of ACE during the planning process. Can you tell us a little bit about the early phase of the modernization program and some of its objectives?
Sure. And again, when we first started, we were focused on modernizing, replacing our legacy cargo system. But one of the key things I think we did well in the initial attempts is we pulled together the key managers in, at that time, the U.S. Customs Service, and really looked at the process, the cargo process. And it was timely in that this was at the time of business process reengineering and the reinventing government. And they really came up with a what I thought was an excellent view of how to change the way that we deal with cargo and with imports into the country. They looked at focusing on the accounts, the importers and the carriers, not just each piece of cargo or each shipment as it comes into the country. We really emphasized also the value of targeting and the idea that, again, we're not going to look at everything. We have to focus our resources on the most important threats. And I think what we learned, we took that forward into the new program. And I can say, on the other hand, one of the problems we had in our initial attempt was we were really under-resourced and did not have the right planning in terms of an overall program. Now I think we have the initial original good thinking. We've now pulled into a much more well-structured and resourced program that can now deliver on those initial promises. I'd like to just go and say one other thing, though, that has changed, of course, is 9/11 and the creation of DHS and Customs and Border Protection. Our real focus now is cargo security. So at the same time of taking those initial ideas, which are still good, we're also moving ACE to really focus on how we can improve cargo security.
So during the execution of the program, ACE more reflects the dual nature of the mission of CBP that you mentioned earlier in the program, both facilitating trade and improving national security. How is the program achieving both of those objectives right now?
Exactly, Dave. That's a good question. And what I'm most pleased about with ACE, and in addition to our very strong program management effort and the way in which we're taking a very robust approach to designing and developing the system, we now have some operational functionality actually out there in the ports working, and primarily it is our truck cargo system. Unlike the other areas, the sea mode of transportation, rail, and so on, with truck cargo, we've really been limited in terms of advanced electronic data. We now have ACE deployed to most of our land border ports, and we are processing over 160,000 trucks every week through ACE. And in doing that, in many cases, we're getting advanced electronic data, and we're expecting that to greatly expand when we mandate the requirement for an electronic manifest. But we've also really streamlined and consolidated the earlier systems and processes with ACE. As a result, we are moving trucks through the land border ports faster than we were before. On average, I think it's about a 25% improvement in the cycle time for moving a truck through the port. But at the same time, we're also now targeting every one of those trucks, all the cargo, checking it for anti-terrorism and other purposes. So again, we're doing exactly what we planned. We're facilitating the flow of legitimate truck cargo while we're also protecting the border better than we have before. And we're hoping to now expand that to sea, rail, and so forth and really build on that capability. Just one other thing I want to point out, we've also created with ACE a periodic monthly statement, whereas before each shipment coming in the country had its own bill, its own revenue that was collected. We are now for over 25% of the revenue collected, which is about $500 million a month. We are collecting that in one payment, one statement each month, which is a great facilitation for both the international trade community as well as for Customs and Border Protection.
Rod, the department and a number of other organizations in the federal government are initiating programs with the size and complexity of ACE. What lessons would you share with other leaders about the challenges of a program of this size and complexity?
Lots of challenges, lots of lessons. One is I just mentioned it. I think with the implementation of our truck cargo process at the land border, we've all learned so much in terms of the technology, in terms of the requirements of our users in the field. We've also got the people in the field now part of the program, really understanding and supporting it. I would recommend that to other programs, don't wait. While you're building your program office and developing your plans and your architecture, which are important, at the same time, get out there, get something operating, even in a pilot mode, to start getting that very valuable experience. I would also say another lesson learned, and we had both positive and negative experiences here, you have to have the senior management very engaged. You have to have your primary customer very engaged driving the program. Without their sense of their requirement and their need for the program, we're not going to deliver what's needed. And finally, I think we did this very well, is you do need a very structured, solid, and well-staffed program office that can handle all the very challenging planning, budget, and communications type responsibilities that go with a program of this scope.
Rod, we only have a minute left, but I do want to ask, how is the modernization effort impacting the culture at CBP? And specifically, how are you tracking some of these organizational changes?
Again, I think that the culture is with delivering some capabilities now. Our primary measurement is, and there's both positive and negatives to this, is we now have the people in the field who carry out that mission talking about ACE every day and reporting both successes and problems to us. So that's our primary measure. When I have a port director call me and say, we had a problem last night, ACE, we had a slowdown, or we had a problem with the functionality. That's a measure the system's being used, and it's critical, and we're able to fix that. We're also, and I had mentioned the cycle time, we really want to get to the real business outcomes. Where is ACE improving how we do business? And I think facilitating the flow of trade in terms of cycle times is a key measure. And then, of course, on the border protection side, the extent to which we identify threats, make seizures, and so forth, which we have done with ACE, that's another big measure for us.
Great. How is enterprise architecture supporting systems modernization? We will ask CBP Chief Information Officer Rod McDonald to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.